Okay, we're back for the second hour of the Investigative Journal. In this hour, I'm going to stay with Eric Phelps, author of Vatican Assassins, and we'll be joined by Leo Zagami, and he's the former Illuminati member of the P2 Lodge, and he's in a meeting now with his Tour of Hope that he's starting around the world, and I've been assisting him in America, forming committees of hope, which we'll get into this hour, and I think it's a really a brilliant way to defeat these people, at least in the area of information gathering. They're very well organized, the Vatican-led New World Order, and we've talked about that many times. But right now we're in the process of organizing a front against them, and that is by committees of hope all over the country who are willing to talk about this issue in open forums and meetings, growing a huge, I believe, network across the country and the world. To let the people inside the Vatican know that we're serious about exposing their evils. We'll talk about that this hour. But let me, I've got a few minutes here, and I know Eric's with me. I'm not sure if we got Leo on the line yet. But we have Gary who wants to come on. Gary, do you have a question for my guest?
No, Greg, I just want 1 minute. Yeah. Got to get Terry Lee on the program, and I got to get a contact number from him. I'm dead in the water.
I can't find his number, and I will try to get a hold of him because his number, his cell phone doesn't work. But I have some friends in Idaho, the Idaho Observer, Don and Ingrid. I'll call them and see if I could get his number for you. And Terry Lee is really the videos or the CDs on my website if you want to buy it to learn how to be a sovereign citizen.
I've already bought the CD. I need to talk to him about it. That's the problem, and I can't communicate with him. And that's one way. Well, this information that you're getting out here with your two guests that are on, I listened part of one and one coming up, is very, very interesting and very pertinent information to the problems that we're facing, but Terry Lee, I think, has a solution if enough of us do what he wants to do and get rid of this corporate U.S. citizenship and get back to our state's citizenship, sovereignty, and all that other stuff. If we get enough of us there, they ain't got nothing left to work with, and that's all I'm going to say, so please. You've got my email address. I'll send it to you again if I have to. And,
yeah, email me again to remind me because I get so many emails.
And I understand.
Because the first step is I'm doing this with another a woman also who bought the CD, wants to be a sovereign citizen. There's a brief on there, about a 12-page brief, where you can file to get your Christian name back. And you can do that in the county courthouse. You're not filing a adversarial suit, but just one to have the judge recognize your rights. You want to get your name out of those caps, because if you look at even Black's Dictionary, you're going to see what the capital letters really mean. And this all goes back to Roman law. And you want to get your real Christian name back, your own identity, and then you start from there. So, yes, I will help you. Thanks for calling. Gary, call back anytime. Yeah, get Terry Lee's CD on my website. You'll see it about halfway down, and it's a yellow banner. You can purchase that to help the truth, keep the truth flowing. Also, I'm running another pledge drive this month, as I do all the time, because every month the bills come. And you know what? When you start really digging deep, you understand the real problems of this country. And when you're not willing to be backed off or bribed, the truth, it's only the listeners and the readers who support us, and I know there's so many good people out who've done that in the past, and I know I've always put my faith in God to keep going, as my guests have, and we'll be back with Leo Zagami and Eric Phelps after this short message.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and I've been notified by Chris, my producer in the back, that we're having trouble getting hold of Leo Zagami in Oslo, Norway. He was on my show yesterday for an hour and was going to return today and update us on the Tour of Hope. But anyway, we're going to move along, and Eric Phelps is with me, and we're going to continue because I spoke a lot in the first hour, so that's well and good. Eric will get a chance to talk about what he really planned to talk about after I got off on a little bit of a tangent talking about the media and how you're treated when you discuss this subject. One thing I wanted to mention before I get to my – I got a caller, and then we'll get back to Eric also this hour. One thing I wanted to mention is to make it very clear why I cover this subject, because only the truth leads you in many areas, and you must research this after you realize how much history has been taken away. But the reason that I cover it is that if you think about all the media outlets, how we've been brainwashed over the years, and you think about all the shows out there right now, the radio show, TV shows at every level, if I spoke about this subject 24 hours a day nonstop for the next 100 years, it would still only be a drop in the ocean of propaganda that they've been spreading. So I really feel compelled to bring this message across, hoping that others will pick it up, hoping that other journalists will pick up Leo Zagami's story. I know Gianni Hayes has done that. Another girl called me yesterday, a broadcaster who wants to put Leo on, and it's growing slowly. I feel the same about Eric Phelps. allow him to speak on other shows. Allow Bill Hughes, who's written The Secret Terrorist, to speak. And I can start listing names right now. Walt Williams. I can go on and on and on. Daryl Everhart. Well, let's just keep going. I could spend the whole hour just naming names of people that I put on so that others could follow suit. And just allow the discussion. Because believe me, when I say that beyond a reasonable doubt, if I had this case in a court of law, just 9/11 alone, I believe that I could first show it was a cover-up, and then I could believe I could show a connection between the Vatican, the CFR, and our government, and the institutions around the world that are working with them as the perpetrators of this crime. I believe that to the last breath I take, and that's why I tell this story. Now, there's always going to be other views, and those views should be heard also, but this one should not be hidden. So my question to everybody out there, what are you afraid of? And why are you not talking about it? Let's go to John in Arizona. John, are you there?
Hi, Greg.
Yeah, go ahead. Do you have a question for Eric Phelps, who's with us?
Yeah, actually I do. I wanted to ask him, what is the banker?
Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask your guest there, what are the banker's role? You know, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the CFR, and everything else. What is their role as far as, do they answer to the Vatican then, or does the Vatican answer to them, or who are the real controllers of the world here? I mean, it seems like we're always getting different stories of who the real controllers are. And I don't quite understand it. You know, I've been following this New World Order for about 5 years now, ever since 9/11. And I just, you know, I'm trying to put all the pieces together, and I just can't seem to ever seem to get to all the answers.
This is a very good question, sir. As I show in my book, the Jesuit order controls everything. They control the banking, they control the intelligence communities. The Black Pope, who is the Jesuit general, controls who is called the White Pope, and that he always dresses in white. And so then, in controlling the White Pope, he also controls the Roman hierarchy. The Roman hierarchy then controls all the archbishops and bishops below them, and the Jesuit order is an order outside of the Roman Catholic hierarchy that acts like as the SS acted to the Nazi Party. They police everything that the papacy has been told to do. So the bankers then, as they come into play, for example, you mentioned Rockefeller, you mentioned J.P. Morgan, you recommend Rothschilds. All these bankers came into play during the power of the Jesuit order. For example, the Rothschilds were the financiers of the Jesuits' French Revolution and the Napoleonic Wars. And when you connect the Jesuits to being the source of those two issues, because the Pope had suppressed the Jesuits in 1773 with a papal bull, and then the Roman Catholic kings of Portugal, Spain, and France, and Parma, Italy, and then the Knights of Malta, they had all expelled the Jesuits from their nations. So this was now Jesuit payback for their expulsion and suppression. And so about this time, you have the rise of the Rothschilds coming into prominence. And the Rothschilds were the Jesuit bankers to finance everything the Jesuits wanted to do, because we know the link between Jesuit Adam Weishaupt and the Rothschild dynasty, and thus high-level Freemasonry. So that started in the early 1800s. Even it goes back prior to that, late 1700s. But the Jesuits were suppressed in 1859 in Portugal. In France, it was 1759 in Portugal, 1764 in France, and 1767 in Spain. These huge empires that were Roman Catholic, run by the Vatican, suppressed the Jesuits. So we see that the Jesuit order, and I bring this flow of history through my book, so that you see how they got their power back. They were revived by the Pope in 1814, and they began to get back their power and then control England, the British Empire, and thus the Rothschild banking, and J.P. Morgan, who was a Gentile. And then they control all this banking to finance the wars and the agendas that they want to do. In our country, it is the Rockefellers. David Rockefeller is a Knight of Malta in the CFR, a presider of the CFR, and he finances, along with the Ford Foundations and the Carnegie and the Rock and the others, they finance everything the Vatican wants to do. And I show how the Rockefellers are tremendous givers to the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C.
Okay, my next question would be then is how do you bring this whole apparatus, this big octopus down? Do you have any ideas?
Just as we brought it down when the Dark Popes, the Dark Ages ended. It's repentance and faith in Christ, belief in the gospel, that the Lord Jesus died for your sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and rose again, he's coming back. And by repenting and truly believing this good news, God will save you. And now you have the Bible to read, the Reformation Bible, and as you seek his face, he will begin to intervene for us. And that's exactly what happened to the Swedes, to the Germans, to the English, to the Scotch, to the Dutch, when the Lord began to intervene for those people and use their leaders in answer to those people's prayers to break the governmental or the temporal power over their nations. So what we need again is another Reformation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
My pleasure, sir.
Yep. Bye.
All right. So I am going to – I just got an email from Leo Zagami, and if Chris is listening, his number, instead of 22 – you'll know where to put this, Chris – 2266, it's 2268, 2222. Okay, and you know the numbers before that. So if you're listening to me, Chris, see if you can get him on there. If not, I'll talk to you at the break. Okay, so we'll hopefully get Leo on. He gave me the wrong number and because he's in his office today, not his home. But that was a great explanation, Eric, and I really like that. If you want to call us, too, 800-313-9443, chime in on this discussion. Also, if you want to join the Tour of Hope, which is really a good project, hopefully it'll get off the ground. And if it grows too big, I know it'll be infiltrated like every other group. But I recommend, I enjoy that because I think if any one of these infiltrators, give me an hour with you, an ex-FBI agent, an ex-Jesuit, give me an hour with you, a Jesuit that's not an ex-Jesuit that knows the truth, but a Jesuit who doesn't, I can convince you in an hour to at least discuss this, and I think I could turn you around and show you how you're better off telling the truth, working with God, than accepting their bribe money and trying to bring down good people. But anyway, we do have Leo with us, and it's sorry, Leo, we had the wrong number, and now
no problem.
And Eric Phelps is with us to ask some questions too. I know.
Hello, Eric.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
Good. We are having a nice meeting today with a few friends. The Committee of Hope is coming together here in Oslo, so
great.
We are gathering at my office place today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Leo, well, tell us, you know, we got a couple minutes before the break, and I know Eric is even going to include you in his book because he really, really has found that your message is important and true, and he really appreciates what you're doing for America. I wanted to say that for you, Eric.
Yes, I put his picture in and the page caption, so I hope that's all right with you, Leo.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much for that.
I put your email address where people can get in touch with you or your website, too.
Yes, that's great. Well, what we are trying to do here is, with a little bit of hope and a little bit of courage, to put together people and together issue a charter of hope and start meeting on a regular basis. This doesn't mean, obviously, that we will manage to get the Tour of Hope and all the dates in every place where the Committee of Hope is issuing a charter. But at least we will manage to gather some people with a free spirit who are and want to fight the New World Order.
Yeah, and so now you're meeting with some friends in Oslo. Just in this last minute, give us an idea of what the charter means to you, what this idea of hope and fighting the New Order means to you people there.
Yeah, well, the charter, we signed it on the 15th of January, and since then we have been meeting on a regular basis every week. It's a way of doing things in the traditional way, as we said before, because as people issue charters also in the old days to save America from the evil empire that was Great Britain at that time, We are trying to save us from the evil empire, which is the Vatican-led Jesuit U.S. empire that is ruling the scene. And we are trying to at least meet up, discuss things in an open way. And I will probably, after the publicity, we can talk also with a couple of the members of the committee, so they can tell you also their own personal experiences. We have also an ex-Mason who was initiated by Rui Gabiro inside the regular Grand Lodge of England, in England, last year. And then he walked out after I walked out.
Okay, good. We're going to get back with that information. And Leo Zagami and Eric Phelps are back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch out laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
All right, I'm back. My guests, Eric Phelps. And Eric, you can act as a co-host. Feel free to ask any questions you may have of Leo. And my special guest this hour is Leo Zagami from Oslo, Norway. He's coming back for a second hour. He was on yesterday. And pretty soon you'll be able to get those archives. I've been told by Chris in the back that the archives will be ready by very shortly, so you'll be able to listen at your leisure to these very important shows. But anyway, Leo, tell us a little bit about, I know you're forming this group in Oslo, Norway, and around Europe, the Tour of Hope committees around the country. I have been contacted by hundreds of people, at least 5 to 7 states now want to get involved, people in communities of at least 10 to 15 communities across the country. Give us an idea.
But to get involved, they have to do something tangible. They have to put their names on paper. They have to become visible, because we are becoming visible. We want to become a committee that asks a specific question to the institutions. We want all the institutions to bring out this problem of the secret societies and ask and demand the secret societies to give all the secrets out to an investigative commission, as we said at the beginning of our work together, Greg. This is a very important point. We have created here a committee in Oslo with the following people: Marius Tobiasen, Nikolai Wing, Lars, Axel Stalensvik, Sveinung Tengesen, Alex De Sola, Braj Grasvet. And between this committee people, we have also a couple of ex-Masons who have walked out of Masonry because they have understood what was happening, especially because they had been initiated in one of the lodges that was connected to the P2. I will pass you on to Marius Tobiasen, who was initiated last year and walked out of the Freemasons just recently. Hello.
Mario?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Mario. Greg Szymanski, the investigative journal in America. Yes, go ahead, Mario. Tell us why you walked out.
Well, I in the first, you know, I thought that this Masonry was a real school of esoteric teachings from way, way back. And probably the basis of it is, but it seems that it's been very perverted and diluted, and that it's not much left of all this knowledge or light.
Okay.
It's being diluted. So after I got initiated into this regular Grand Lodge of England, then Leo found out that some of these guys behind it was only trying to make impression that they had connections all over the world, like my lodge was the London one, and they were going to use this as to prove that they have a broad member base and will achieve other things out of that. But it seemed that it all was a cover, for it wasn't real. The purposes wasn't real, it seemed.
So they were using you, right, Mario?
Yeah, just my name and my face, just to like say, yes, we have members here, members there, blah, blah, blah. Just like propaganda, actually. Because it seems like it's, they're weighed by how many members they have. And that's, yeah, we have a lot of members and we're powerful, blah, 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 but.
Mario, what is your feeling now? Why are you joining this group with Leo? I'm sure you've talked to him about the Vatican connections. Why do you want to do this?
Well, it's all started in my simple day-to-day life. And I'm a bit artistic and spiritual. And also I get connections with other musicians and artists and stuff. And we've figured out this, that why is there fun with every time we try to do something creative, that the society is just putting us down and suppressing us? And then it's like every time we try to get up, you know, and do something, and it's not happening. It's so hard, it's expensive, you don't get a place to be, stuff like that. You never get broad support so you can be creative.
Now, what's your home country, Mario?
Excuse me?
Where are you from?
I'm from Norway. I'm born and raised in Norway all my life.
What do you think is happening to our country in America? I know Leo's been trying to help Americans understand this network of evil that is formed in the Freemason lodges and
yes.
in the Vatican. What's your feeling about what's happening here?
Well, it's sort of the same, probably, that I've been into a lot of hip-hop culture from a long time ago. And I see how it started really good and how it ended up dead, as we say now. And after a while, all this suppression, I understand that is actually Satanism in effect, to suppress creativity.
When you mention that, Mario, as far as suppressing creativity, it's the same exact thing here with the medical profession. The doctors The doctors are not allowed to be creative in new medical It's
in
also
every
the same
field
way
of life now.
In science, sure.
Yes, science, Mario, archaeology, history, anything, you know.
Okay, Mario, really really great discussion with you. I appreciate your comments. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with my guests, Derek Phelps and Leo Zagami, on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Okay, we're back for the final half hour of the Investigative Journal. One program note, you can go to rbnlive.com now and listen live to this radio show. The archives will be restored shortly, and things will get back to normal. Secondly, tomorrow I want to tell you I'm going to show you how you can get involved politically in America with a new party called the Citizens Candidate Party. And that will also encompass many thoughts about this Tour of Hope, because they kind of intermingle together. And I know a lot of the candidates, we've got four or five that want to run for Congress so far under the citizen candidate movement, started by John Buchanan, who's running for president again. He was the journalist who outed the Bush administration, the Nazi connections. Well, anyway, we'll get to that tomorrow. Also, I'm going to update you on the strange case of Dr. Francesco Pazienza. And Leo knows who I'm talking about. He was supposed to get out of jail. He's been in jail for 18 years. And now I found out he's not getting out of jail. And there's a whole story behind him, Michael Ledeen, Henry Kissinger, and the movement in Italy back in the 80s to bring terrorism there like they did here. Pazienza's not going to get out because he knows too much. And anyway, that's an interesting story. Back to Leo Zagami. Leo, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
And my friend wanted to just end up speaking about what he was talking about. He had a couple of other things he wanted to talk, if it was possible.
Tell him when he's finished to put you right back on.
Okay, yes, sure.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mario.
Yeah, I just want to say again that I think how you can see that this Satanism is all around in society, you have to look out for the weapons they are using against us. And the things that they're most interested in is, like, they're distributing drugs like heroin and cocaine, which really degenerates the society really fast. Also, guns, a lot of weaponry, and human abuses. All of this should be exposed very rapidly and taken stand from this, all of these activities, because it's very, very serious stuff. Also, I want to say to all people that there is only one God, and that God is not Satan or any devil. And everybody should just listen to what the Prophet Muhammad and Jesus Christ is trying to tell you, and you will be guarded from this evil shit. So everybody, just have faith and do your work. Just take a stand and speak out when something is wrong, just in small things.
Mario, this is Greg Szymanski. What I wanted to mention here, yes, the New World Order has no good intentions for any of us, especially if you're on the side of God. They want to destroy Christianity, the Muslim religion. They want to destroy the Jewish faith, and together I hope that we can have an inner dialogue of peace and freedom. Their methods are divide and conquer. Our methods are unite and spread the word of God and freedom. And that is something that crosses borders. Together, you in Norway, us in America, we're all working together. I know you are, to find good in this, to stop lives from being killed. You mentioned heroin. You mentioned all their abuses. They're doing things in America to our children, Mario, that's unspeakable, and that is pedophile rings, kidnapping American children by the thousands. Incredible stories. Go ahead.
You should know that all these gangs you have, the Bloods and the Crips, it's all controlled by Masonry, all the way up, and it's serving cocaine all around every neighborhood in your country.
So right. I really appreciate we have on the line Mario, and I can't – what's your last name, Mario? I can't pronounce it.
Bjessen.
Bjessen from Norway. He was a former Mason who realized –
second-degree Mason.
Yep.
But my lodge is destroyed.
And if any other Masons are out there, do yourself a favor. Check what the hierarchy of your order is doing before you join these groups, because it's not only what's going on at the lower levels. You can't be involved with a group that is tainted at the top. I told Dr. Len Horowitz in those types of words that he joined the Knights Hospitallers. He's a famous patriot, supposedly, in our country who spreads words about science and medicinery. And I told he joined the Knights Hospitaller, and I told him, check out the top level of this group before you join. And I've given him, he doesn't want to appear on my show anymore, because I told him the Knights Hospitallers are the same as the Knights of Malta. And so I told him, come back on my show when you're ready to rescind your knighthood. So anyway, Mario, anything else?
Okay. No, thank you.
Okay.
I think Leo has a couple of things now.
Go ahead, Leo.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg, for letting... with us?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Greg, for letting this brother speak, because for him it's been a very difficult moment to just bring out these things he had for a long time. He wanted to communicate to the people. I mean, it's been a difficult decision for him to come out of the situation he was, because the lodge he had joined was under Rui Gabiro, who is one of the people who works with the Jesuits in South America, ex-representative of the Grand Lodge of Ecuador, who was running, who is running still nowadays the drug trade with Mexico and the United States with a lodge called Hashem Number 39 in Cancun, Mexico, which I mentioned in the past. So Marius had been initiated by him, and it was very difficult to obviously come out of it.
Right. And
Leo, wasn't Vincente Fox, wasn't he also a high Freemason too?
Sorry, the voice is very low. Who was?
Vincente Fox, the former president of Mexico?
Yes, sure. All the presidents of Mexico have to be Freemasons before they become presidents.
He was with Coca-Cola too, I believe.
Yeah, no, but because it is actually a rule within the Masonic establishment in Mexico, a tradition to give the 33 degree to the president before he becomes president.
See, thank you. And also, was not Mussolini ultimately put in power by King Victor Emmanuel III, who was a high Mason, and thus was not Mussolini a Mason too?
There were all Freemasons, the Quadrumvirato, form of four people in power, from... two from Palazzo Giustiniani, the Lodge of the Grand Orient, and two from the Grand Lodge d'Italia di Piazza del Gesù, which was divided in 1909. These two lodges had two representatives each who supported with this quadrumvirato Mussolini, who was also made a 33 Mason in Florence. They ran after him in the station of Florence and gave him the 33 collar.
Uh-huh. Excellent. And, of course, the same way with Adolf Hitler.
Oh, well, Adolf Hitler is a very different story, because we know he's connected to the Thule Gesellschaft and to Rudolf von Sembottendorf, as we know, who was connected to the Freemasons in a very particular way. He was also a member of the Imperial Order of Constantinople and connected to the Vatican, and this whole work they did with the Zionists in Turkey and the Vatican in order to bring after Nazism to the Germany.
Yes, yes, very good. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, Leo, let's discuss this issue. I know Eric may have a couple questions, because he's researched 9/11, and we talked about that. I want to use a few minutes to talk about that, and then we'll finish up with the Tour of Hope. But anyway, you brought up some names yesterday, and please repeat what you said about the connections between Licio Gelli, Ugo Ballestieri, and others in Italy, and Gladio, and the Vatican, and 9/11. And Eric,
yes,
you feel free to ask any questions then.
Yes, Ezio Giunchilla, Licio Gelli, and Ugo Ballestrieri, Giorgio Ugo Ballestrieri, were the military side of the P2, the most powerful side of the P2. Ezio Giunchilla became in charge of La Divisione Tirrenia when the Grand Lodge of Italy, the Grand Lodge of Naples, took place in 1975. The Grand Orient officially dismantled the P2, but the P2 at that point was given the possibility of expanding outside the boundaries of regular Freemasonry. So there was created 12 divisions. The most powerful one was the one in Tuscany, because it was connected to the military, and that's why Ezio Giunchilla, who was the head, became after the secretary and treasurer also of the Monte Carlo Lodge.
Got you.
For that reason, the military arm of the P2, when the P2 was officially brought in disrepute and the scandal erupted in 1982, but nobody ever went to check the list of the members of the lodge, P2 lodge in Monte Carlo.
Now, you had inside information that these guys had prior knowledge to 9/11 and helped put it together along with the Vatican, right?
Sure, and that's why I said that you should have a look more into the Order of the Sons of Italo-Americans than in your average mosque, because the Order of the Sons of Italo-Americans has much more to do with the 9/11 than Al-Qaeda. If Al-Qaeda
I would believe that Al-Qaeda has nothing to do with it, other than, of course, we know that Al-Qaeda is the Black Pope's international Masonic Islamic terrorist network that's first controlled by the CIA, created by the CIA, and really has nothing to do with real Islam. So,
no, absolutely. So, but another interesting, I have another interesting character in front of me who can tell you a couple of things instead about the Jesuits in Norway regarding the shamanistic tradition, because they persecuted the shamans here in Norway. If you did you know that?
No.
So
no.
I would like to Lars, my friend Lars, who is also a member of the Committee of Hope, to tell you more about it, about the stolen drum.
Are you there, Lars?
Yeah, it's Lars.
Yes, go ahead. Tell us your story.
It's a story about the old shamanistic traditions we have here in Norway, because Norway is a very strange country, and we have a strange climate also, and it's very cold in the winter especially, you know. So when the missionaries came from the Vatican to Christianize Norway, they made a great deal of work, and they made a very huge effort to Christianize Norway. But some of the old traditions were in the coldest parts of Norway. They were restored, kind of, and they were kept alive. So, and also the church led from the Vatican stole the drums, and they burned all the drums, and took the drums that were the richest of symbolism, and kept them in the Vatican.
The Jesuits, you have information the Jesuits were involved?
I don't know if the Jesuits were involved, but it's at least it's the Vatican, and who specifically who did these things, who were leading the missionaries. Well, it can be a topic for discussion also, but at least we guess it's the Jesuits are behind it, and also that at least the Vatican were behind it, and who were controlling directly the missionaries. I don't know especially about that, but I know the story about what happened when they came to Norway, and they and down south in the Norway, they were able to almost totally destroy all the old traditions. But up north, you know, where it's cold, the people were warned about the missionaries came and burned the drums and stuff. So they were able to, they went underground so they could keep the traditions alive, even though it was a covert tradition, turned into a covert tradition. And this is very interesting, because the old drums that are still preserved, we can see that the old symbolism from the shamanistic paths of the three worlds, and how you could journey into the other worlds and stuff, they were side by side with Jesus, and they were side by side with the churches and stuff. So, but later, all these kind of symbols disappeared, and I know that they have these original symbols from before the Christianity, that they have the symbols intact in a couple of drums in the Vatican. So, as a practitioner of the old traditions of my own country, would be very interesting to get these kind of drums back.
Yeah.
What period of time did this happen, sir?
Excuse me, what is that?
What period of time did these Vatican missionaries come to Norway that did this to you?
They came in kind of different kind of groups, but, you know, this was like 1,000 years ago when Olav the Holy One, he was a king of Norway, who Christianized Norway, and after this they came with different in different times, but basically they up from last 1,000 years these people have been persecuted, and sometimes also in Kautokeino, it's kind of the capital of the Samic people in Norway. They in the 1600s they killed almost all the shamans and burned all their drums, because they were extremely afraid that because these shamans, they could they knew techniques to go into the other world. They knew techniques like the CIA called remote viewing, how you can find information and how you can travel out of your body and stuff like that. So of course, for the Vatican wanting control, this is very dangerous information for the people.
Yeah, and I think your story, Lars, shows how their tentacles spread all over the world and how they're now concentrating on America. What's your thoughts, just real briefly, I only have a minute here, what's your thoughts about what's happening in our country, America?
Oh, it's dangerous what's happening in America, because also if you see in the way the exorcisms are being done by proper rituals, not only in the shamanistic traditions, but in the intact traditions. There are the first primary way of doing exorcism is to identify what's going to be exorcised. So I guess basically in your country, what is happening really now, I hope and I praise to the Great Spirit that this is what really is going on, is that these people working undercover for their own interests and not for the interests of the Great Spirit, that they are being identified. And of course, that is for them a very, very problematic process. So I hope for this cause of the Great Spirit that this is a process of identifying what we don't as common human people with the Great Spirit in our heart can't cope with all these things that are going around, you know.
Well, Lars, I think, very important what he just said. I mean, what we're trying to do is identify the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order. Eric, any thoughts in our last minute here before break?
No, I'm just taking notes.
Okay. Well, Lars, thanks a lot. You can put Leo Zagami back on.
I will. Thank you, Greg.
Okay. Thank you, Lars.
Keep up the work, huh?
Okay. And
hello,
so,
Greg.
You know. And, yes, we have about a minute before the break,
Leo.
You had
more from my Committee of Hope.
What's that?
You had more from my Committee of Hope. We are here to meet up regularly every week to discuss such topics, and we are here also in order to, in the future, organize maybe a tour of hope here in Norway. We are becoming more and more. There is also a website in Norway, a very interesting website called northernresistance.info, which...
Okay. Leo, let me take a break here. We'll come back for our final segment, and I'll let you finish up in the last 4 or 5 minutes with explaining the Tour of Hope and how Americans can get involved. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Yeah. Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who lack the courage.
Okay, we're back for our final segment here on the Investigative Journal. I did want to mention this before I get back to Leo Zagami for his final words, that I got an email from Sonny Larson in Norway. By the way, this show's listened to by more than people in more than 20 countries around the world, including America and all over America. And he says this: would you please send the interview with Eric Phelps and Leo Zagami today and yesterday's with Leo Zagami to me immediately on email, or send it to me at my website, www.vakin.se, and give us some inspiration. I do my best to spread your work, the work of Eric Phelps and Leo Zagami and others, around the world on my website, and I've also contacted Leo in Norway. Thanks for the good shows, and keep it up. So we have people who are following you guys and this Tour of Hope. There's been over hundreds of people that have contacted me in America, want to get involved, and give us the best way to do this so I can get back to them, Leo, with some just initial steps of how to get this started so we can get speakers out to them and begin to see this grow in our country to thousands and millions of people.
Well, what we are doing is basically all the interested parties have to come together, email their interest at their own emails with the Charter of Hope they have issued, because the first step is to issue a Charter of Hope. You have to gather around you a group of friends, minimum six, and with this minimum six friends, you issue a Charter of Hope. And after that, you email your Charter of Hope to our email, my email at my website, which is www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriends.it. I remember one more time that this is a way to make things faster, because otherwise me and you, Greg, on our own, with hundreds of people around the world, thousands of people now wanting to join this Committee of Hope, it's a very difficult job. So they have to also do some steps themselves. And the first step is to meet up together for the first time, six people, sign their names up on a piece of paper and say, we had enough of this new world order. We want to front this new world order with a positive vibe, and we want to do something positive for this world that is being misled by the Vatican new world order-led establishment together with the Zionists. Something that we are fighting day by day here in Oslo, but also all over the world.
And Eric, do you have any last questions for Leo? We only have a couple minutes left.
No, I just want to thank you, Leo, for being on. And I am reminded that Saladin, who was a very interesting character, he was a Kurd, he put to death around 230 Knights of Malta. And for that, I admire him.
Well, Saladin was actually, and I give you this scoop, an ancestor of my wife.
Is that right?
So,
No kidding. Interesting.
So I can give you this small scoop at the end of the show.
Okay.
Well, I want to also thank today Maurizio Catarinozzi in London, which is starting the first Committee of Hope in the UK. And there is a lot of brothers there that are willing to sign up for the Committee of Hope. I hope you will do the same in your town, wherever you are.
Okay, and that was Leo Zagami and Eric Phelps. I want to thank you both for being on the show. We will have you on again in the next couple of weeks to keep this movement moving forward in the direction of truth and hope. Thanks for coming on, you guys. Okay, we're all out of time finally. Boy, that went by fast. I could have spent another couple hours with these guys. If you want to join the Tour of Hope, contact me at arcticbeacon.com. And we have people all over the country now forming these committees. Until tomorrow, we're all out of time. Until tomorrow, good afternoon. It's summer.